Hi, this is Claire, and you're listening to part 4, module 2 of Capture His Heart. This section is called The Two Biggest Sex and Love Questions. And we've talked a little bit about sex, but before we leave the subject, I want to take one more dip into the warm, silky water, because everybody has an opinion on the following question, and mine is the right one. Seriously, here are my reasons for the answer, and you can read them and tell me if you agree, but you will. Question number 1, should you have sex on the first date? And the answer is no, never, not at all, perish the thought. Sex on the first date is like intercourse without foreplay, and why would you want to do that to yourself? You wouldn't. And here are my further reasonings on this topic. Number 1, waiting is foreplay. Like I said, waiting to have sex allows you to create some really fabulous tension around the act. Just read any erotic novel. Doesn't it seem like the author pulls out every stop to delay and draw out and intensify the eventual fireworks by making the characters wait? Girl, give that butter time to melt, because it's going to make the dish that is you even more delicious. Number 2, waiting gives you time to make the best decisions. How long does it take you to truly evaluate whether or not you want to share an intimacy like sex with a man? Chances are it takes longer than it takes to share dinner and a drink. And my third reason for waiting is that it keeps you both tuned in. The tension is there. The question is in the air. Are you going to make it to home plate? The game is in the works, and it makes you both more interested in tuning into each other for each new play, each move, each episode. When you jump in the sack too soon, the excitement of that very first game, it will never be recaptured with that particular man. So don't make the decision lightly. Waiting also allows him to be a gentleman, and it keeps you from feeling like a tramp. Why would you willingly take away the very thing that lets you both be seen and experienced as any less than a respectable grown woman? Come on, you know as well as I do. One night stands are nobody's example of a real relationship with growth potential. First date sex is also sex with a fake person. I don't mean the sex is fake. I mean, the person you're in bed with is fake. This man exists primarily in your head. You haven't taken the time to get to know him, and he's mostly made up of your projections of what you would like him to be like. Not very satisfying. First date sex also kills respect levels, meaning your self-respect, not so much his. Guys generally have a different view of one-night stands, and they get over them pretty quickly and easily. Women, maybe not as easily. I'm not saying that's fair or good or right. It just is. Do you have any reason, whatever, to lower your respect levels? Do you need that? I didn't think you did. That's no help to anybody. And my last reason is that you don't want to share. There are so many things that should not be shared. And men and STDs are two of them. When you wait, you get to know more about the man you're interested in, and that includes finding out whether or not he's the village bicycle that everyone rides. Oh, that's so gross. You would rather have an exotic luxury trip on a cruise line built exclusively for you, right? Yeah, I would too. And now you're thinking, oh no, I had sex on the first date. What do I do now? Well, if it's too late and you've already made the mistake, just know that you get to try again, most likely with somebody different. It's a painful position to be in because sex can be such a powerful thing, and it's best with a person who really cares about you and wants to know you in that amazingly intimate way. And also, there's the possibility of accidental pregnancies, which can tie you up in so many emotionally difficult ways, and all of which have lifetime consequences. I'll bet you know someone this happened to. I do, more than one, in fact. And you'd be amazed at how people can rise to the occasion and restore your faith in humanity. I'm just letting you know there's lots and lots of hope and possibility for a good future there. But if none of that is the case, that particular relationship, if you can even call it a relationship, it's over. It could work, but it probably has about as much chance as Charlie Sheen has to stay clean and sober. So learn something from it and move on. And most importantly, don't endlessly beat yourself up about it. Yes, it's important, but it isn't the end-all, be-all. You get to keep on. There is much, much more to a real relationship than one night of poorly considered sex. And question number two, should you be the first to say, I love you? I want to take a short little break to open up this seemingly simple little question that women ask all the time, because there's a really good, really succinct answer, and you should know it. You should not be the first one to say, I love you, in your relationship. That's the short answer. And then here's the admittedly longer reason why. When you say these three not so little words before he does, you automatically do two things. First, you take away his preferred role of pursuer. And secondly, you instantly cause him to feel the pressure of a, quote, serious relationship. The truth is, there is no reason to be the first one to say the magic words. If you've already been clear with him that your availability is limited, like we've talked about before, he knows he only has so much time. If you press the point and he's not ready, he's likely to run, which may be fine on the one hand, because it will tell you that you moved too far too fast. But why risk it? Use your ninja discipline. Let him be the first. Let him be the one who marks this milestone in your relationship. It not only allows you to maintain the romantic tension in the relationship, but it lets you know very clearly where he stands, and you want to know that. Now, here's how to fix it if you already said, I love you. You've got you covered both ways here. Okay, maybe you had a glass of wine, one glass of wine too many, and got carried away, and the three little words slipped out, and you can't take them back or laugh them off. Hate it when that happens. But it does happen. And don't worry, it can be repaired. I promise you. There's only two things that you have to do. Here are the two things you can do to fix it if you've already said, I love you first. I call this the magic two-step. And I hope you don't need it, but if you do, you'll be set, right? The first part of the magic two-step is don't mention it again. It happened and you don't want to draw any more attention to it. Let the river flow on by and relentlessly remind yourself that it is not a huge deal. And then number two is the more important one. And number two is to build some distance back in. You were too available, but now you can back up just a little bit so you can both breathe again. This part I think of as the rubber band principle. Somebody else thought of that. I've forgotten where I first heard that. And it works like this. A rubber band works when it's tight. That's how it holds up your ponytail or keeps all your pencils in a bundle. But if it's all loose and wobbly, it can't really fulfill its function. So imagine that you and your man each have one side of a rubber band. If you get too close to his side, there's no pull, no tension. So back her up, sugar doll, and voila, the tension magically returns. So how to do that in this particular situation is pretty easy. Just stop returning all his calls, texts, and emails the instant they ping in. You can wait a little. Don't be constantly available. Don't just pretend to be busy. Be actually busy. He's going to eventually want to win the prize of some of your valuable and not so easily won attention. Maintain your discipline. Be sure to keep on engaging and dating other guys. Work your sexy. It's going to bring you results. And if you can keep from focusing constantly on the one mistake you made, you may find that it just slowly, sweetly, finally disappears. And you're probably not going to make that one again. Are you?